88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
The last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars. Global expertise with local vision. Offices in Dublin, Galway, Limerick, and now open in Cork.
Ian Guider from the Business Post is with us. And tell us about this central bank report into problems that buildings are getting insurance for buildings, either for home insurance or for business insurance.
Yeah, this is really interesting, Matt, and it's about flood insurance and the cost. A lot of people, Matt, we know right now over the last couple of years there have been storms in Ireland and people have been caught out badly and they struggle to get cover afterwards, and of course it costs them a lot of money. But the central bank have been looking forward and saying, look, we do know due to climate change that we are going to be facing more extreme weather in the next couple of decades, and that could lead to rivers bursting their banks, all the types of things that have happened in the past, but getting worse. And right now they estimate, Matt, because of difficulties with where some buildings are located and where damage occurs right now, that it actually costs people, either homeowners or businesses, about 100 million euro in costs which they are not insured for if their home or if their premises is flooded. And what they're saying is, over the next couple of decades, based on the modelling for additional rainfall, for potential for sea levels rising, and given where lots of buildings are located, and we can get back to that in a moment, if you have more extreme weather, well, then the cost over the next couple of decades, the losses for people that they're not insured for, could reach €500 million. And they say that about 1 in 20 buildings across the country, most of them located in Kildare, Cork, Dublin, Clare and Louth, are at more risk of flooding and therefore won't be able to get cover. And that will leave them exposed to the cost of repairs and maintenance and fixing things up. And they put that at €510 million from the current cost of about 100 million. And they say that in an extreme weather event, which is more likely to happen by 2050 than it had been in more previous years, the cost from an extreme event could be around €2.5 billion. Now, I know that might sound alarmist, Matt, but we have seen in the past that even the weather we have in the past decade or so, you remember the big floods we've had, have left people really struggling to rebuild their homes or rebuild their buildings because they cannot get insurance. Because, Matt, what did we do during the Celtic Tiger? We slapped up a lot of homes on floodplains or in parts of the country where they really shouldn't have been located without greater defences. And that has left people who live there struggling to get the property cover insurance, struggling to get coverage for businesses who are located in and around these areas. And what the central bank are saying is, if you just look at climate, if you just look at the things that are predicted to happen to weather patterns and how that could impact Ireland with greater rainfall, that's going to leave more buildings exposed to flooding risks than they would have had in previous years. And they estimated at 1 in 20 buildings across the country could struggle to get insurance. And as I said, those losses, if they emerge, will fall onto people to find that money.
Why is the share price of Flutter and indeed of some other major gambling companies fallen?
Because there's reports over the weekend that Britain's Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rachel Reeves, is about to slap up the taxes on betting companies in their budget towards the end of October. And Flutter, the owner of Paddy Power and Betfair, have huge operations in the UK. Their share price fell by around 7% today. The owners of William Hill, it's a company called Evoke now, and the owners of Ladbrokes, a company called Entain, their share prices fell by as much as 14%. Because what are they talking about doing in the UK to raise money? Potentially doubling some of the taxes and levies that are now placed on bookmakers. They tax them in two ways. There's, if you're an offshore bookmaker, if you're one of these online betting companies, well, then you face a tax of around 21% on your profits. There's talk of increasing that to as much as 30%, and also doubling the betting duties that the bookmakers, the high street bookmakers, pay. They currently absorb it. They don't pass it on to customers, but they're talking about putting that up again, some in an attempt to raise somewhere in the region of around £3 billion a year. And therefore, all the bookmaker share prices today fell. Would they actually go ahead and do it? Would they actually double the taxes? Well, there's the, I suppose, Matt, the social cost of betting. That's something that we've talked about in relation to our own gambling bill. One of the big donors to the Labour Party is actually a former person who set up a casino, and he is urging Rachel Reeves to go ahead and do it. And the simple fact is, they need the money. There's a £22 billion black hole, and this could be £3 billion a year to fill it.
OK, and finally, is Harland & Wolff in Belfast about to be saved?
It looks like it. There is a Spanish building company or shipbuilding company called Navantia, and they are now in exclusive talks to rescue Harland & Wolff, which went into administration, which is a form of insolvency protection last month. There's 1,000 jobs at risk, both in Northern Ireland and also in a shipyard that Harland & Wolff own in Scotland. This Spanish company are well known to Harland & Wolff. They're joint venture partners on a contract to build vessels for the Royal Navy worth around £1.6 billion. Some of that contract will be spent in Belfast, so they are in talks to take it over and potentially save most of those jobs. There was some redundancies from the parent company of Harland & Wolff when it went into administration. So hopefully, Matt, given the fears that they would end up having to effectively close down the shipyard in Northern Ireland, this could be somebody coming to their rescue.
OK, the line is starting to break up, so it's a good time to finish. Thank you, Ian Guider from The Business Post.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.